said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Gabs, you'll be happy to know my transformation into old man is 100% complete now that I've had a text to the editor published in the Townsville Bulletin. I sent a text to the Daily Rag, to the
laugh
newspaper.
At the people that do that.
I know.
You actually.
All the time.
Say that if you're having a good day and you want to be brought down a peg, that's where you go.
Read the text to the editor.
Yes.
If there's not enough stupid in your life,
yes.
Read to the text to the editor in the bulletin.
And now you've included yourself
and
in that.
Now I'm one of those idiots.
Oh my God.
Well, not only am I one of those idiots, I'm the king idiot because I'm the text of the day, baby.
Oh, you.
I got the big photo at the top.
You sneaky bugger. You didn't put your full name. You just went GC.
I went GC.
No wonder I didn't pick up on this.
I didn't put Cliffo, nothing. I just put GC, which is my initials, Guy Clifton. But I felt I had to text to the editor after a letter in Tuesday's paper, which was written, and I agreed with 99% of it. It was a great letter written by a woman named Joanne, and she was talking about how great Mamma Mia the show
was. Oh, God, it was so good.
You went and saw it.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was the Choral Society. They do an amazing job. Yep. Courtney Diven, one of the great stars there. Great talent in our city. And I heard nothing but good things. And she makes a great point saying there needs to be more funding for the arts.
Yes.
But there's one paragraph that I despised in her letter.
Okay.
She writes, these amazing Townsville artists deserve more than a concrete rotting 42-year-old building. Talking about the Civic Theatre there.
Oh,
especially when the one being built next door was never really needed. But of course we are thankful and positive, and who doesn't love a cowboy? So obviously they're a bit of a swipe saying, you know, the funding for the arts is important and the new stadium isn't needed.
I get that, yeah, funding for the arts is important, but I think the Civic Theatre is in better stead than what the old stadium
couldn't
was.
Couldn't agree more. It was...
1300 Smile Stadium was terrible.
The bathrooms were demountables. Like, people who say that was a fine stadium...
It was not.
Sorry, you've probably never been to a good stadium because it was awful. So anyway, I get my back up. I pull out the mobile phone and I send a text to the editor.
Oh, my goodness.
And
you're
I
shaking
write.
Shaking your fist at clouds.
And I was. And again, this has been published. This is page 19 today. Mine's the text under the photo. But I wrote, Joanne of North Ward, loved your letter, refunding for the arts in Townsville.
Mm.
Couldn't agree more. However, your swipe suggesting our city doesn't need a new stadium couldn't be further off the mark. The old stadium was the worst NRL stadium in Australia and up there with the worst in the Western world. As they say in the taco commercials, why can't we have both?
Totally.
Then I signed it. I thought this was clever. GC, NRL fan and lover of the arts. What?
Tip of the hat to you.
Don't laugh. I thought that was clever. That's the best thing I've done all day yesterday.
Anyway, man, complete.
Yeah, back in my day.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Hit breakfast with Cliffo and Gabby. Doing it for the Cowboys. Grab a 2020 membership now at cowboys.com.au. Very soon. We'll be lining up at the new Queensland Country Bank Stadium.
Yeah.
It opens in 10 days' time. But, we thought this morning, as it's nearly here in just over a week, what else should be at the stadium? There's talk of maybe a Jeff Horn, Tim Tazoo boxing game, boxing match. I don't know.
Boxing match.
Totally not into boxing. but what I'm into is just anything that is just more than football there, because it needs to be so much more.
It needs to be a multi-purpose stadium. It's not just for football, as we've learned, because we've got Elton John opening it. And there's so many opportunities to have great acts like that at this brand new stadium.
I think it's so good. 13, 12, 16. What else are we going to get there? You said the Backstreet Boys. I said Queen.
Yes.
Because they're already touring. But, Mark, what do you reckon needs to be at the new stadium, mate?
The Mystery Festival.
What's a Mystery Festival?
Yeah, well, as you sell tickets, as we go on, they let out one band or a DJ that's going to be there. As you sell more tickets, the next band comes through. So they've got some sort of collateral to go through from behind to be able to entice Queen or
Backstreet
Boys. It grows. So you start smaller, but as the tickets sell it gets bigger and bigger.
Get bigger bands.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, fantastic. I don't hate that idea. That's a really cool way to do it.
A logistical nightmare, but
but
it's got potential. Mel, what should be at the new stadium?
Oh, definitely Shakira and J-Lo, 100%.
Yes, that's after their Super Bowl performance, how good would that be?
Absolutely. That would be phenomenal.
I would pay so much to see that. Yes, love that.
That's a fantastic idea too, because, yeah, there's been so much hype about those two.
Yes.
Hasn't there?
They do everything. They dance, they sing, they do great costumes. Be a whole show.
Yeah. Okay, now I've hit Shakira. I don't know how to actually stop it.
Shakira, shut up.
Shakira, shut up. That's funny. Thank you for the suggestion, mate. All right, there it is. I've got it. Shakira really wants
to
be in town.
She really wants some airtime.
We'll take more. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
This is Leanne.
Hey, Leanne. What's your suggestion? What's your idea?
Disney on ice.
Disney on ice.
What a brilliant idea, because they do a temporary ice rink to be able to make that happen. That would be fabulous. Oh, I don't want to poo-poo an idea because we're in a brainstorm. How would they keep it frozen in our heat? That's my only...
Well, a long time ago at the Townsville City Showground,
we
had Torvald and Dean.
All right,
there you go. Torvald and Dean, yeah, they were big stars of ice skating back in the day, so that's possible. 13, 12, 16, hey, who's this?
This is Bailey.
Bailey, what do you want to see at the new stadium?
I reckon the R&B Live, that's always down south.
R&B Fridays Live.
Oh my God, why did we not think of that? This is our thing.
We could probably make that happen.
We should do that.
R&B Fridays Live would be, yeah.
Wouldn't that be brilliant? All right, the North Queensland
we'll
version.
We'll pitch that.
All right, thank you, Bailey, for that idea.
Leroy, what's your idea real quickly, mate?
Oh, they already said R&B Fridays, didn't they?
Just now, but we love that there's more support
well,
behind
you know
it.
What? Two calls, yep. Hit 103.1 management. Kind of have to do it now. Sorry.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
It's official. Nev and I, not Cliffo and I. That would be weird. Nev and
Farah,
I.
Farah, you are struggling.
I am struggling.
Gabby has
the
cold
so
today, everyone. She is struggling.
Nev and I have officially reached old married couple status. Yeah. It happened last night.
Many would argue you and I have reached old married status, though.
Right,
we bicker like an old married couple.
That's true. But we reached that a long time ago. Nev and I only reached this milestone last night. So he's been waiting quite some time to get these books in the mail. He bought a couple of the Witcher books. So the Witcher series is on Netflix at the moment. We've watched it twice. It's really cool.
It's doing
but it's
good
very
business
confusing.
For Netflix at the moment.
Yeah. Timelines are all warped, and so we had to watch it twice to understand it. But he's also been playing the video game, and so he thought, let's round it out and I'll get the books as well. So he bought them a couple of weeks ago, and they finally arrived yesterday. And when he opened them up and he was looking, he goes, oh, do you know what we can do? I'm like, what can we do? Because I'm an avid reader. I've always got a book on the go. He goes, we can lie in bed and read together before we go to sleep. And you laugh. But you have no idea how excited I got at that thought.
Wow.
I was like, this is so nice.
I'm laughing that has never happened before.
It's never happened before.
We've never been in bed reading together.
No, well, we have such different time schedules when it comes to going to bed. I go to bed so much earlier than him. Yeah. So normally I'm asleep before he even comes to bed.
Yeah.
So the thought of us lying in bed reading together.
It's nice.
I thought it was so nice. I think we're 50.
You know who you are? You're Mike and Carol Brady. From the Brady Bunch.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Valentine's Day is all about the couples out there and showing that love for one another. But, you know, there needs to be something for singles as well. And we have mentioned this on the show. We had Jacinta on just late last week talking about traffic light dating on Castle Hill. And she joins us again right now for a bit of an update. Jacinta, how are you going this morning?
I'm good, Gabby. How are you?
Good. Now, we know the concept of traffic light dating is you wear red if you're taken, orange if, I don't know, you're weirdly confused, and green if you're single when you walk Castle Hill this weekend. How's the feedback that you're getting for this event?
It's been unbelievable. So lots of people sharing the event, lots of people commenting on the posts. They had a little snippet on 7 News. Mm. So... plenty of people getting behind it, which is great to see.
Are people starting to wear colours yet on Castle Hill? Because, of course, the big event is this Saturday after Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is Friday, and we want everyone, you know, walking the hill in their colours on Saturday. But are you starting to see dribs and drabs of the green, the orange and the red?
Yes, I think people are definitely wearing their colours, but they don't know if they're involved or not. So there hasn't been any conversations. Uh-huh. Ooh, that guy's looking green. Maybe we should say hello. So Saturday will be your literally your green light to say stop people from having a conversation.
Okay, this is
that's
good.
That's so good. And, you know, if you are a little bit nervous about starting a conversation with a stranger, that's when you bring a wingman, right?
Yes, yes. Bring those red shirts along to help you with your dating game.
I think this is great too. Like, if you're sort of new in town or whatever, like, I mean, I know the Army, the ADF, they just had like a welcome to Townsville thing for all their new soldiers and their families and stuff. Like, if you're new and you've thought about, you know, climbing Castle Hill and you're single, this is the time to do it, this Saturday.
This is the welcome to Townsville event for, you know, like teens and uni students.
Yeah, totally. Get on board, Jacinta. Yeah.
That's why it has got so much traction, the event, is that people do it anyway, right? So there's no cost involved. There's no sign up here. That it's just like, I would normally do the hill on Saturday. I'm going to wear a coloured shirt and I'm going to say hi to someone. So,
how many people would you say have marked interested on the event? Just because, you know, the more people there are involved, the more people will be inclined to get involved. You know, if there's only five people, they might get a bit shy.
Yeah, that's right. It has been shared a fair few times, and definitely the 7 News link, it had something like 600 comments on it where people were tagging each other going, get your greens ready.
That's brilliant.
That's so
good. If you want to find it on Facey, just search Traffic Light Dating Castle Hill. So easy. Traffic
Light
Dating.
It's up on our website too.
It's up on our website, hit.com.au. Get around it.
All ages as well. Yeah. You know, so.
Well, had enough to support to everyone. Age.
Yeah. Kind of goes without saying, but yes. If you've had enough of Tinder and Flinders Street, this is the place to go. Jacinta, we're so happy to be supporting it. Good luck for Saturday, mate.
Thanks so much for your support.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo and Gabby's secret admirer.
Two more sleeps till Valentine's Day. And we want to give away some beautiful bunches of flowers thanks to Townsville Flower Market. Mm. And a night away for one couple to Rambutan for a romantic evening, dinner included.
So head to hit.com.au if you want all this.
Yes.
Tell us about the person you admire. We could be calling you up as a secret admirer. The catch is you can't tell your loved one, and we're going to change your voice.
Yes.
So they have to recognise, you know, that's their partner or whatever from what you say about them.
Exactly. So you have to describe that person that you love in great detail so that your lover is sitting there listening to the radio going,
oh my God,
sounds like me.
That's me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're describing me.
If you think it's your partner describing you, you have till 9 to call us on 13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
So let's do it. Let's meet secret admirer number 3. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, you have a lover in mind that you want to win these beautiful flowers for. Is it a partner, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend?
My fiancé.
Your fiancé. Okay, you're a woman and your fiancé is a man?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, just clearing that up.
Tell us about him.
He has a receding hairline, an unintentional frown that's hereditary, and he has a cowboy tattoo on his calf and an initial behind his left ear.
Okay, so very cowboy's specific tattoo, receding hairline. Very game of you to throw that out there, secret admirer number 3.
He's going to kill me.
No, he won't, because he might get a bunch of flowers.
So what was the other one? So there's a tattoo of your initials, is it, behind his ear?
Yes.
And the cowboy's on the calf, the cowboy's logo, the receding hairline. Oh, and the frown. Tell us about that. Is he an unhappy person?
He's not an unhappy person. He's very lovable and happy, but his daughter frowns the same as him.
So is it like the equivalent of resting bitch face, but for men?
Yes, basically. He just frowns at the TV. He'll laugh but be frowning at the same time. Very strange.
I love this guy. This is great. All right, hey, if that is you, if you think that's you, 13, 12, 16, you have until 9 to call us to get those $100 worth of flowers for the Townsville Flower Market and maybe win that night at Rambutan, your oasis in the city. Secret admirer number 3, you did your job very well today. Very descriptive, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Right now, a story that's doing the rounds. Have you heard of sharenting before, the term sharenting?
No.
It's parenting online, so sharing lots of your kids' photos and stuff on social media pages.
Sharenting, okay.
And it's getting talk at the moment because some so-called experts have come out and they're urging parents to ask permission to take photos of their toddlers and then post them online.
That's a bit too far, isn't it?
Like, I would think so.
I understand, like, my niece is now 12 and I'd understand asking her permission before posting it because she's getting to that age where she's really conscious of her social media image.
Yeah.
But a toddler?
A two-year-old doesn't know the difference between social media and a roast chook.
What is Facebook?
Everything is just
one
to them.
Weird.
This is an American expert. Love to have an American expert tell us what we're doing wrong. This is her on the news last night.
This is just simply guidance, not commandments, to give parents some ideas about how to start the chat. We know that 94% of Australian toddlers are online, and parents are the front line of defense in keeping them safe.
Okay.
I get that's keeping the expert. Them safe, but that's up to you. That's not up to the toddler to decide what's safe or not. Like, that's confusing.
Being the parent of two kids, one who's been through the whole toddler years and one who's about to, this is dumb for a couple of reasons. Mm. But the biggest reason this is a completely stupid concept is that kids are the biggest flakes you will ever meet in your life. And kids have the worst negotiating skills of any human. Let me give you an example. Like, if you really want to get a photo of your kids looking cute. By the way, and it shouldn't even be a thing. If your kid's looking cute, you want to take a photo. Take a photo. You know what I mean? But if you really want to negotiate with that child, kids are so easy to negotiate with because they're flakes. For example, my daughter the other night, she says to me, I'm only going to finish my dinner if you promise to take me to Disneyland. I said to her, I said, let's negotiate this. Let's talk about it. I said, if you finish your dinner, I'll put the TV on. She goes, deal. Done. Flakes. Kids.
Oh. Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Cliffo and Gabby's secret admirer.
We are getting secret admirers on the show every day this week to describe their loved one in as many specifics as they can because we changed the voice.
Yeah.
And the person who's been talked about actually has to realise that it's them to be able to call and claim the prize.
These are the clues that secret admirer number 3 dropped on air this morning, Gabs.
He has a receding hairline, an unintentional frown that's hereditary. And he has a cowboy tattoo on his calf. He's going to kill me.
Right.
Great clues.
Yeah. If you think that's you, 13, 12, 16, a phone line has been ringing nonstop. For the last couple of minutes, hit breakfast. Hey, who's this?
It's Kieran.
Kieran. How do you spell your name, Kieran?
K-I-O-R-E-N.
I believe you're the guy we're looking for.
Kieran. This is good. Kieran, so were you listening to the radio and you heard your fiance, is it?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's me with the Cowboys tattoo, the
receding
hairline.
Yeah, what gave
hairline.
It away?
Well, obviously, her saying I've got resting bitch face. And then obviously the Cowboys tattoo. I mean,
she said that.
A lot of people have one, but not on their calf.
Yeah, the tattoo. Yeah, right. I was really taken aback by her whole you're always frowning thing. She's like, no, he's a happy guy, but he's just got a scowl on his face. We're like, all right, that's cool. We can run with that. Well done, Kieran. Your secret admirer, your beautiful fiance, has won you those $100 worth of flowers thanks to the Townsville Flower Market. And you're in the draw for the romantic night and dinner at Rambutan, your oasis in the city. Well done.
Sounds awesome. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Another secret admirer on the air in the morning at Hit 103.1.
So and Gabby.